filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Is there anyone here have not been filled with the Spirit? Put your hand down and do not speak with tongues. You don't know what it is. Online, also we have a lot of people online. I don't know. I know the biblical aspect of praying in the Spirit. You don't pray in the Spirit publicly because it confuses people. They don't understand what you're doing. But tonight I have to make an exception because of the spiritual transitioning that is taking place. Apostolically, you all denominations will be knocked out tonight. And I tell you, I'm in a little fear. I'm trembling right now because it's such a divine insight that going to listen very carefully. Unload your bag. There's a lot of stuff we've been carrying we don't have to carry. And this apostolic transition in this. It's getting stronger and stronger in my prayer room. The Lord coming up in that room and telling me things that I got to sit down and get up off my knees and sit down. It just, Years and years of training for this moment. The church have to make, you as a Christian, have to make a transition now. You have to get deeper in the things of the Spirit because the church is being invaded by the world. Church is being invaded from the pulpit to please people, to have numbers, and not really spiritually instructing the people how to handle this end time. We got to know. We got to know what to do with all of this new technologies and all this thing that's taking your mind over. Tonight you're about to go to a place. I pray. I'll do it 2 minutes. Pray 2 minutes in the Holy Ghost. One more minute, go ahead. Harobasata. Online? Shararabasata. Yororobabasata. Yororobarara tata. Now open your Bible, standing for a few minutes, to the book of Jude, J-U-D-E, the book of Jude. Only one chapter, but there's revelations of these times You won't put a note, you won't write it. It's a kinship to the book of Romans, chapter 1, of how the church is going to be infiltrated with sin, going to come in, and you're going to have to know how to deal with it and stay in the spirit. So in Jude, the first three verses I want to read, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. Write that, underline that, sanctified. Your sanctification will have to come out now, that you are set apart. And only the Holy Spirit can help you to do that, right? In a time like this, only the Holy Spirit can set you apart. Let me say that again. In a time like this, only the Holy Spirit can keep you set apart. All right? He empowers you and he anoints you and he enlightens you what way to turn and what way not to turn. All right? So I just want you to get that sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Then verse 2 says, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Now notice the third verse. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly contend. You see the next word? Underline that in your Bible. I got that underlined. Contend for the faith. God needs some people. I don't care who say what go on in the church. If it don't line up with the Bible, God needs some people to contend for the faith. Keep it like he want it. Not like man want it. You understand me? We can't modernize the word. We can't modernize the church. The church already said. We can't compromise and call a sin, you got to love everybody. No, you can't love sin. You got to tell people they're sinning and pray for them and cast devils out of them. Come out. You got to call them out. You see what I'm saying? All right. Now notice this. Contend, underline the contend for the faith, which was once delivered. Look at this. Which was once delivered to the saints. It seemed like that somebody trying to take it away. But God got to have a remnant to stand up and know that he's well able to take care of you while you're standing up. Are you listening? Church as usual. Thank you. Somebody help me. Now, notice with me in this same one chapter book of Jude. Let's go to the 16th verse. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and trying to take a scripture and bag it up. Take a scripture out of context and bag up their lusts. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken, now listen to this, of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we need apostle spoken word in these times. We need somebody who God have assigned to take care of the government of his spirit in the earth realm. I like that. Take care of the government of his spirit in the earth realm. Otherwise, somebody need to wear an anointing for that and have the wisdom for that, have the call for that, and have the production in their life for that. Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
Verse 18, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. who shall walk after their own ungodly lust. Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Now, here we go. This is our golden text, verse 20. Because you're going to hear something tonight shocking. Some of our people know because they were with me last night, but you're going to hear something shocking in a few minutes. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And you can read this chapter full of mess. Your whole book full of mess of people doing all kind of things. I ain't got time to read all of it. I read some part of it. But I want everybody here to read the book of Jude. It ain't going to take you a few minutes. Read it, and you're going to see all kind of mess. But he's telling you what you should do. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying where? In the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling. And listen to the next thing, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Then verse 25. To the only, come on, talk to me, wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Powerful, isn't it? Look at verse 20 again. Now, the book is telling you about all the mess going on right now. Jude, he's telling you about all of it, and he says, you're going to need an apostolic anointing to stand up. In other words, and I thought I would never have to say this, a pastor anointing, you won't be able to stand. You're going to have to. See, we're fulfilling Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, putting you in your proper spiritual place. What I said, putting you in your proper spiritual place so you can handle it for yourself spiritually. In other words, you have enough contact and enough communion with God to handle any situation that come in your life or your family life. See, so what the Holy Spirit wants to begin to do is get the weaknesses out of us and let us know that we can turn to the Spirit, and the Spirit can anoint us and enlighten us and show us exactly what to do. We can't get worried about all this stuff going on. It's in the church. It's everywhere. I mean, they're half naked, got their knees out, dancing in the up here behind the preacher. I'll send all that tailor set down. With your knee all out, and your belly out, and back here jumping. Get on around me. Contaminating my anointing. I done prayed 42 hours, and you come here with your foolish self and dress right, dancing and clowning, shaking and... Now, oh my. Let me read this verse again because it's a shocking insight that I'm about to give you, and you're going to have to walk through it. I'm going to read verse 20 again. But I want you to know verse 20 is in the middle of a mess. I want you to know right now. What year is this? 2005? 25? I don't know. We're in the middle of a mess. It's going to get worse and worse. But I want to train you that you might be in the middle of the mess, But the mess can't touch it. It says, but ye beloved, you got to do it. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that's going to be able to handle this mess. That's the only thing going to be able to hold you in right place. Are you following me? Now, I thought about it leaving out the office. If anybody was to call the apostolic of faith, Fred Price would have been. And they finally said he was an apostle. Fred taught faith. I mean, he was a genuine faith teacher. He didn't only teach it, he lived it, and he manifested. That's big difference now. You can run your mouth. But yeah, don't be running your mouth to me. I don't see nothing happening to you. You know, these guys be talking about all this big stuff they're doing and nothing happening. But if anybody would be the apostolic of faith, Fred taught faith. I followed him many years, learned many things from him and Kenneth Hagin about the prophet order. Powerful thing. In meditating his voice tonight, I'm going to tell you many things tonight. But sit down because you want to write notes now. Now, this is virgin apostolic territory, what I'm about to say to you. You got to listen to the Holy Ghost to even grasp the promotion that you're about to be put in on a Wednesday night. You're about to be promoted. You're about to hear something, and you're about to begin to flow in something that the whole body of Christ going to have to catch a hold of, and you're going to get it tonight. Now, many people on this teaching, even talking about Fred Price, he never taught this, what I'm about to teach now. He taught faith, but I never heard him mention this. I think I heard it fresh from the Holy Ghost. This is, I mean, when the Holy Spirit spoke this, I think I was laying down. I jumped up and I said, what? Listen to this now. Write these words down. Keeping your faith filled with the Holy Ghost. Never heard it. You never heard it. You never heard that. I don't care what faith teacher you've been listening to. Keeping your faith filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, in the body of Christ, that's virgin territory. Keeping your faith filled with the Holy Ghost. I wrote in notes, as I asked the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say to how to teach this, how to impart this? He said, tell them this is true spiritual freedom and maturity. It's virgin territory, keeping your faith filled with the Holy Ghost. You're being called to walk in faith at its highest dimension. Apostolic faith. My God. The strongest faith you will ever experience must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now think about it now. Think about how much faith has done for you. Now you're going to have faith pregnant with the Holy Ghost. I said faith pregnant with the Holy Ghost. Hearing the word of God and yielding to the Spirit of God produce a supernatural consciousness that cannot be stopped. Now I got two pads, three pads. I'm writing notes to the Lord. What Romans 8:14 says, turn to it. You ought to know it. The question is asked, you need to write yourself a note. Are you ready for apostolic promotion? Are you ready to be promoted in the spirit world? The leadership of the Holy Spirit will be easier. Understanding divine direction in situation from this night forward will be easier. You will be full of faith and full of the Spirit. Both of them are going to be working on your behalf, putting your mind in a position that the Spirit of God can speak to your mind. Led by the Spirit. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, now, your faith is going to be more focused. Thank you for your enthusiasm. We're actually, my brothers and sisters, talking about anointed faith. Faith full of the Holy Ghost. Faith got the power and the Holy Ghost there with it. Your prayer, your confession, your decrees going to be different.
Yes, sir.
You're going to function. I ought to make you read it in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. You're going to function in that. You're going to function. You're going to flow in it. And the average Christian can't. And let me break some broken English. And the average Christian ain't. With this insight, Spirit of God says, spiritual fruit going to grow in your life, strong love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance. You're going to begin to grow. Some little aggravation you're having now going to be erased. And you're going to go on, listen to me, and have your peace. Walk by faith and not by sight. Empowered by the Holy Ghost. That's Galatians 2. That's Galatians 5, 22 and 23. I don't have time to read all these scriptures. This, keeping your faith filled with the Holy Ghost, going to ignite supernatural gifts. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discernment of spirit. 1 Corinthians 12. They're going to begin to function and flow in your life like never before. You listening to me? That's 1 Corinthians 12 unto 10. And then you're going to find them three generals: gifts, Holy Ghost, administration, and operation, how to function in this system. And it will be a continuous gnawing flow of the rivers. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's John 7, 37 through 39, I think. Huh? And you're going to increase the integrity of the word. You're not going to just be quoting the word, but you're going to be driving the word. The word going to be a vehicle for you. Carry it where you need to go. The word be a divine taxicab. What do you call them other things you got now? Uber. Uber. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Shutting down satanic forces that have been put against you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, 10, chapter 10, 3 through 7. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Putting down a stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The Holy Ghost is going to be doing that in your faith. Having a spiritual maturity that can't be stopped. Romans 8, 26 through 28. You mix your infirmities with the mind of the Spirit and the will of God and the love of God and the call of God and the purpose of God. And then all you get to Romans. Look what Romans 8, 28 says. Who know what Romans 8, 28 says? Don't say it out. But who know what it says? Look at it. This is where you're headed. All things work together for good, for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't let all this good preaching go and don't say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something going to get in you and on you up in here tonight. It's almost how to walk through this spiritual jungle that's been set up and don't get bite. They're not going to influence me because I know God greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I know he got a table. I can sit at that table. He prepared that table. He said he prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. And I'm anointed. Are you anointed? Say it then. Say I'm anointed. So that means you know you can destroy yokes and remove burden because you're anointed. I'm not just a church member. I don't just go to church. I got a God on the inside of me. I got an anointing on my life. You listening? I'm designed to live in a supernatural world down here. I don't have to wait to go to heaven. Heaven has come to me. And all I got to do is let it flow. Let heaven flow. See, religiously, you're not going to let heaven flow because you're going to be religious. But revelation-wise, and see this message tonight, keeping your faith filled with the Holy Ghost. Come in. But ye, beloved, go back to that voice. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. You're building by praying in the Holy Ghost. You're building yourself up on your most holy faith, but you're filling your faith with the Holy Ghost. All the gift, all the fruit, all the overflow. All the wisdom, all the enlightenment, all excitement come in your faith. Now your faith is filled. You know how to keep filling your faith with the Holy Ghost. I believe your faith gonna work a little better. Because I keep hearing the Holy Spirit saying, anointed faith. Anointed. Not just faith, anointed faith. Faith that is driven by the Holy Ghost. But ye, see, you You, it's got to be you. 24. But ye. Yeah, you're in the middle of a mess. But ye. This is personal. Building, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. So the more I pray in the Holy Ghost, the more holy my faith get. The more holy my faith get, the more powerful it is. I don't just have regular faith. I got Holy Ghost faith. Some of y'all will go under your chair now. What the Holy Ghost can do, I can do it. But the Holy Ghost is working on my behalf. And because I know how to yield my faith to the Holy Ghost. Not the problem, to the problem solver. Let me get these down. I'm not taking it back home with me. You getting this. Fruit of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, empowering your capacity to be led by the Spirit at a greater dimension. I know somebody won't hear this. You better get rid of something. Something been vexing you, you better get rid of it. Be okay? Would that be okay? Something keep coming across your mind. I'm going to get rid of it tonight. You ready for it? Shutting down all slavery in your life. Shutting down everything that try to make you a slave. Shutting down everything telling you you're not going to make it. It will have no more authority in your life. You're going to say to it, shut up. I'm in charge here. Write this down. Opening supernatural flows that belong to you on daily basis. Opening supernatural flows that belong to you on daily basis. Now, listen very carefully. The call to apostolic faith. I'm going to say some words after this. The call to apostolic faith. Revelation, anointing, leading, seeing, defending, activities, activating, boldness. Seeing the supernatural at all times. Revelation, I know I heard you. Revelation, anointing, all that about to change your life. Leading, seeing. Activating, boldness. And operating in the supernatural at all times. Here's what the Spirit of God had me to write down for this impartation. This is the apostolic teaching or importation, we pray that the body of Christ can behold and enjoy. Listen, your faith will operate more powerful and precise. The accuracy of your faith going to be so dynamic. Because every time you praying in the Holy Ghost, you filling your faith with the Holy Ghost. Every time. It's been going on. But we didn't have the revelation that was going on. Beloved, building yourself upon your most holy faith. Most holy faith must be a different kind of faith. Why would he say build yourself up on your most holy faith? Look, you might have some faith a little lower than this kind of faith. You leaving here now. You leaving here tonight with the insight that you're building on most holy faith, and it's the Holy Ghost. I say it's the Holy Ghost. I say it is the Holy Ghost that make a difference in your life. You're going to have a Holy Ghost different in your life. Your mountains, oh Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. Your mountains going to move faster. Because you know, right before you speak to the mountain, you say, you out of my life. You didn't see it. Mountain, your mountain gonna have to move faster now. Hallelujah, back. This is a divine turning point in the people of God. Keeping your faith filled with the Holy Ghost. Romans 10:17. Quick, I'm going to go over some scripture with you right quick. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've been knowing that, right? Yes, but now we're talking about filling that faith with the Holy Ghost. Anybody ever heard that before? I want y'all lying again. I just said, see, I'm going to cut him off tonight because I heard that before. I want to know where you heard it at. I want to know what date it was. I want to know who it was. Or I'm going to call you a liar in front of all these people. Matter of fact, I'm going to call them tonight who you tell me you saw it at. Because I'm trying to get a point across. I'm trying to get you to see something apostolically. What God is doing with us, all right? All right, you got Romans 10:17. You see it? All right, go to John 6:63. Look what he said about the word. It's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profits nothing. You see it? Yes. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That's the Holy Ghost. That's right. Keep yourself filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be more properly. Look at Hebrews 4:12. You'll be more properly operated on now. Surgery. You should have surgery when you pray in the spirit. The word should do surgery on you to get anything out that you want out. Word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Dividing asunder. Are you listening to me? What kind of faith you're supposed to live by? Look at Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. You see it? I live by the faith of the Son of God. Love me. Gave himself for me. I may have said this to you, but I'm going to say it again, because I want you to get it down when you're studying. When you get into these virgin territory, you need to have something to help carry you over. This is spiritual freedom and maturity we're talking about. You're being called, I'm saying it again, to walk in faith at its highest dimension, a combination of faith and the Holy Ghost. Strongest faith you will ever experience must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hearing the word of God and yielding to the Spirit of God. Hearing the word of God and yielding to the Spirit of God at the same time produces a supernatural consciousness. Turn to 2 Corinthians 4:13. That can't be stopped. A supernatural consciousness. Say supernatural consciousness.
Supernatural.
That can't be stopped. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is something that scriptures can't do alone. Quoting the Bible is not going to do this. See, that voice I had to turn to, I don't think I read it, but that voice in John 6:63 said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. Not the words you quoted. Supernatural consciousness. See the word I speak to you. So in John 6:63. All right. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I'm going to close in a minute. We have the same spirit of faith. Huh? According to it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. My faith is filled with the Holy Ghost. And if anybody know how to use faith, the Holy Ghost knows. If you want anybody to train you in faith, the Holy Ghost can. Huh? He's the most powerful instructor that exists. So now he's going to be instructing your faith. You see the difference? Jesus Christ. Quickly to write this down. Take it by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Take it by faith. Take it by faith. For we walk by faith. Now, but take it by faith. Next thing, always looking to Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. Always looking to Jesus. Always looking to Jesus. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at what they're saying to you. They don't run your life. Look to Jesus. Whatever you're dealing with right now, stop looking at it. Look at the answer. Get your joy back. Looking into Jesus, the author. He's not just the author. He's the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despite the shame. He's telling you, you might go through something, but you're finally going to sit down. When you're operating in faith, it's going to be over after a while. So God's going to move it. Whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever you're praying about, whatever your confession is, if it's lined up with the word, it's got to come to pass. The devil's a lie. I want you to stop being sad and stop worrying about it. The going through things is a process. You ain't gonna understand it, but I'm gonna say it. Going through things is a privilege. I mean, God keep telling me he could bring me through something, but if I never go through nothing, I don't know if he's really telling me the truth. I can't praise him like I can praise him now, because he had brought me through something. I know he's not lying. Whatever trap you think you're in tonight, you're not in no trap. You can't trap God. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and get up and praise the Lord. Praise for what you got. My left hand still moves right. I'm still seeing pretty good out of my right eye. Give him the glory. Don't let nobody, nothing, steal your joy no more. Keep your joy. Joy in the morning. Joy in the daytime. Joy at night. Joy when I got a problem. Joy when I don't have no problem. I just got joy. You call it joy what? Unspeakable and full of glory. Mmm.